The Gaia ESO Survey, Old Supermetal-Rich Visitors from the Inner Galaxy, by M.L.L. Dantas et al. We report the identification of a set of old supermetal-rich dwarf stars with orbits of low eccentricity that reach a maximum height from the galactic plane between 0.5 to 1.5 kilopascent. We discuss their properties to understand their origins. We use data from the Internal Data Release 6 of the Gaia ESO Survey. We selected stars observed at high resolution with abundances of 21 species of 18 individual elements. We apply hierarchical clustering to group the stars with similar chemical abundances within the complete chemical abundance space. According to their chemical properties, the set of supermetal-rich stars can be arranged into 5 subgroups. 4 seem to follow a chemical enrichment flow, where nearly all abundances increase in lockstep with Fe. The 5th subgroup shows different chemical characteristics. All subgroups have the following features: median ages of the order of 7-9 giga years, solar or subsolar, Mg, Fe ratios, maximum height between 0.5 to 1.5 kilopascent, low eccentricities, and a detachment from the expected metallicity gradient with guiding radius. The high metallicity of our stars is incompatible with the formation in the solar neighborhood. Their dynamic properties agree with theoretical expectations that these stars travel from the inner galaxy due to blurring and, most importantly, to churning. We suggest that most of this population's stars originated in the Milky Way's inner regions, inner disk and or the bulge, and later migrated to the solar neighborhood. The region from where the stars originated had a complex chemical enrichment history, with contributions from supernovae types Cn2 and possibly asymptotic giant branch stars. This was the Gaia ESO Survey, Old Supermetal-Rich Visitors from the Inner Galaxy, by M.L.L. Dantas et al.